Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
I was going to say it's going to be a magnificent day, but it's going to be partly cloudy, some scattered showers, mostly cloudy, showers likely on Kauai, on the Big Island, mostly cloudy, with showers likely in the morning. We still have the trade winds with us, 15 to 20 miles per hour, so certainly kicking up, and the high today expected to be 86 degrees. So get out the sunscreen if you're going to go play a round of golf. We've got some tee times for you. Poipu, 11 o'clock. Makalei on the Big Island, 844. Kapolei has an 836. Ko'olina, they've got an 842. Bayview, a 920, 1008, and 12 o'clock. The best value in golf. Maui Nui has an 842 and a 1030. Speaking of the Big Island, I was a minute ago. Salvation Army, Hilo, and Kona, 9 o'clock in the morning, a food giveaway. And just a note here on Oahu, H3 is closed, Kaneohe bound, from the Halawa side to the Kamehameha Highway exit in Kaneohe. They're doing maintenance work 7 a.m., just about now, until 7 p.m. They will open up if they get finished early. All right, first off, we're going to take you to Scotland. Okay, there's a lot of talk about what happens with the running out of money European tour. When everything starts cruising again, we start getting the tournaments happening on the tour. We already got one of those notes. But, you know, Le Windmere, she knows everything. Global Golf Post, senior European writer and special correspondent. We're going to talk with her after we thank the people who make this show possible.
The Golf Club is brought to you by Oahu Extraction. When it floods, water, or worse, sewer pipes break, or mud inundates your home, call Oahu Extraction 24/7. Oahu Extraction, on site in 90 minutes, high-rise shopping center or home. Oahu Extraction. Raynor Doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom, provide lasting security and safety for your business, your home. Raynor Doors, increase the value of your home with a major return on your investment. Call Raynor Doors, 676-3667. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
Le Windmere, Global Golf Post, a European writer for Global Golf Post, senior writer. And, you know, she's an author. And she's authored many books, including 100 Years of Women's Golf, Carefree Golf, Woman Golfer, The Story of Scotland's Belle Robertson, and The Real Monty, Colin Montgomery's biography. So we're going to talk a little about this morning about what's going on in Europe and in the U.S. as the tours begin to get back in action. Welcome into the clubhouse, Le Win.
Thanks so much.
I just read yesterday that the EU wants to continue the non-essential travel ban in Europe until June 15th. Do you know whether that's gone ahead, if they're really going to do that?
Well, I don't know. You know, things do chop and change a bit. For instance, we were hearing that courses were opening in Germany and in other countries in Europe, and in some cases they've shut them again because then not everybody's convinced that they've got this virus beaten. And so Boris Johnson was sounding, you know, quite enthusiastic about things happening soon, but I think he's retreated a bit on that. And you know, Wales have been saying that we might be allowed out twice a day to take exercise, but their people might anyhow. And they're trying to hit on the UK countries all want to come up with the same arrangements. Otherwise, this, you know, there'll be a problem. And we're hearing them from Boris tomorrow, so it'll be very interesting what he says.
Well, he certainly has, you know, he knows what it's like to get this virus. He's been through it, so he'd be more sensitive, you'd think, to making sure the right steps are taken.
Well, I think that, yes, I think that's very true. And I think it's a good, you know, in a way, it's a good thing that he has had this terrible experience, because he did nearly die in the process. I mean, it was, you know, it was, he did have an appalling dose of it for someone who's not that, you know, he's not very old. And it was, you know, I think it was quite surprising to a lot of people that he should get it as badly as he did, and that people, you don't have to be over 70 to be badly hit by this thing.
No. And some of the children that they're discovering the symptoms that they're experiencing are quite traumatic. So when I was reading Global Golf Post and this very extensive issue about the question of the viability of the European Tour versus, of course, the enormous coffers of the PGA Tour, and questions sort of percolating beneath the surface of the earth about whether will the PGA Tour absorb the European Tour or make it, I was thinking, what, PGA Tour Europe? That's, you know, we have the PGA Tour Latino America, the PGA Tour China. Those are feeder tours, and I don't ever think of the European Tour as a feeder tour. Can you give us some background?
Well, I think, to be honest, an awful lot of Europeans would be appalled at what you're saying. They certainly wouldn't want to be known as a feeder tour, not when they've had the upper hand in the Ryder Cup for, you know, several, many years now. So a feeder tour is not what they want to be. And if you think of proud Seve Ballesteros, he'd be having a fit. You know, he obviously died several years ago, but he'd been having a fit at the mere suggestion that the Americans should take us over. And yet, obviously, if we're doing very badly, if we are in a poor, pitiable state with our money, then, I suppose it is something that Keith Pelley is having to look at. But there's a lot of people who think that there's too much of an emphasis on money in Europe that we've picked up, I'm afraid, from the Americans, that, the money is the big thing. And some people, and I was speaking to one of them this afternoon, a guy called Lee Slattery, would love to see the European Tour be happy going back to what it was and having its range of tournaments. Plenty of money to make out there, you know, not as much as in America, but, you know, as he says, why can't people just be happy to be making a good living in Europe? You know, why is this need to go over to America and make still more?
Yes, and give up your entire culture because you have to make the transition. For some it works, and for a lot of people it just doesn't. But the European Tour, from what I understand, is ready to announce its new schedule, starting with the British Masters, I think, at the end of July. Keith Pelley, Guy Kinnings, working to come up with a schedule. What is it? They need 26 events that'll be shown on television in order to avoid paying penalties?
It's something like that, yes. They are. What I've gathered is they're coming up with this schedule, and they have let the players know of a schedule. And in the case of my friend Lee Slattery, to whom I was speaking only half an hour ago, he said that he will maintain the status he got at the end of last year. He will play in tournaments this year, the ones that there are. They're not going to be the big ones, so there aren't going to be, you know, it's the bigger ones are getting precedence. And then next year he'll start with the same status as he had this year. And so the tournaments he plays at the end of this year, there's not going to be any pressure on him other than to make a bit of money. And they'll all start again next year.
Yeah, and one of the announcements already made by Pelley is that the purses will be smaller, less amenities. Some tournaments will have to be played concurrently. What was your friend's, is it really, we don't mind that there's not so much? It's going to be okay?
He was absolutely saying that. And his other comment was, you know, you've got these Rolex tournaments that we started because they had bigger purses, which would meant to attract all our top players playing in America to, you know, make them more likely to come home. Well, I mean, some of them came home for some of them, but that hasn't worked, and it's also put our tour out of sync because suddenly you've got this massive, great, say, £7 million purse for one tournament, and then you go to that lovely little tournament in Switzerland played at the top of the mountain, and, you know, they're not playing for so much. But, you know, people love the European Tour for what it is. It's not all about the money.
I was thinking, while the European Tour is struggling, as I was reading in Global Golf Post, the PGA Tour you know, is going to make sure that it tests every person. They've made this quite clear outside of the what reading I did with Global Golf Post. It was extensive. The tests, I did not realize, are $100 each. And they plan to test all the caddies, of course, all the players, anyone coming in direct contact with the players, the volunteers, all the... It's to have the resources to do that is pretty phenomenal. And so coming together, this PGA Tour with the European Tour, has anybody heard something more, like maybe the PGA Tour assisting the European Tour to keep them viable?
Oh, yes, I'm sure they're very happy to assist, you know, but, you know, as you say, we don't have that kind of money that they've got. But I'm sure, you know, the PGA won't be wanting, the PGA Tour won't want to be involved in too much expense at the moment when they've got that kind of thing going on, all that testing and thing.
Yeah.
So, and I don't think anything's going to happen, you know, if there is to be any kind of liaison or union, you've got to call it what you like. It's certainly not going to happen this year, and it doesn't look as though it's going to happen next year, because Lee Slattery was saying that, you know, the tournament, it was all going to be back to normal next year. And I said, was there no indication of any that anything might be happening in the, you know, along the lines of a minor takeover or, you know, us being a feeder tour? And he said there was nothing to indicate that happening. But I suppose it's only natural that they wouldn't tell the players necessarily straight away.
Right. Keep that under wraps. I was frankly kind of surprised that the European Tour doesn't have a nice cushion. When I was reading Global Golf Post about where's the money, because you see all these big sponsors and they're going to very wealthy countries in the Arab world, you know, and just Rolex series. And I think to myself, well, there's all this cash. And yeah, the purses aren't as big as the Americans, but they certainly have some great sponsors. So really, they really depend on the Ryder Cup, even with these fabulous sponsors?
Well, I think we've spent quite a lot in trying to, you know, in a bid to make golf generally sort of more popular. Keith Pelly has been experimenting with new formats. You know, we've had golf sixes, we've had the stop-top golf, which involved... they had, well, I think more or less a full field, and then every party had a buggy and a referee going around with it, and there was a big board up, you know, showing digitally how many seconds they were taking, and, you know, they got penalized if they took too many seconds over the ball. And it was all quite fun, but apparently the whole thing cost millions, you know, because there were all these buggies had to be kitted out properly.
Yes.
Every match demanded a referee, and so that's, you know, a big performance to put on. And so, you know, it's not like a normal tournament at all. And I think there's been quite a lot of that kind of experimental, extravagance, I think you could call it.
Yeah. And their social media is fabulous. And I read that
oh, it is.
Is expensive. I didn't think of it being expensive. It just, it looks good. So I guess anything that looks good and is entertaining, there's going to be some expense involved. But it was interesting, too.
No, I agree with you there. I think that was a very smart... Penn has done a lot of very good things, and I think that was, you know, he's needed to do this marketing. And, you know, I think a lot of it's up to the players to make their tour more attractive. You know, they need... You know, you don't want to see the big players just sort of not supporting their tour, because the big players used to support the tour more than they do now.
Yeah, you're right. And they tend to come to the States and, you know, take advantage of the pot of gold over here. I liked what I read about the European Tour possibly shedding. I was always surprised to hear the European Tour was going to be in China, in Australasia, you know, and maybe limit their footprint, kind of go back to, you know, the quote-unquote old days when it was the European Tour in Europe, Middle East, and Africa, you know, that sort of that area, and let the PGA Tour have those connections that the European Tour has in China and Australasia.
Yes, I think that's not a bad idea, because apart from anything else, these faraway tournaments sort of don't suit our television people. You know, it's not what they want because of the timings and everything else. You know, it makes it all exceedingly expensive. And, it's, you know, if they can stay in one part of the world, I think it makes it all, you know, more viable and of more interest to sponsors and the TV companies, for sure.
Yeah, yeah. The Ryder Cup. The Ryder Cup. I mean, what would they, if they had this? I like this phrase. Let's see. It says, a merger, takeover, subset, division, reverse takeover, management buyout, collaboration, consolidation. Maybe a little bit of everything. You know, yeah, okay. That certainly narrows it down, doesn't it? So with the Ryder Cup being the big moneymaker for the European Tour, no wonder everyone's saying it's got to happen. The Europeans want it to happen this year. Do you think it will happen?
Well, I do hope so for their sake. I really do, because once again, I'm going to quote Lee Slattery, who said that if there were some kind of American involved, you know, if the Americans owned much of the Ryder Cup, and if we're then known as a sort of feeder tour to the Americans, because that's how we will become named, I think, you know, the Ryder Cup would never be the same again. And, you know, we're the winners of that thing recently, and so we want to keep that image. And it won't be the same if it's semi-owned by the Americans, I don't think.
Oh, it couldn't. I mean, there would be so much pressure. I don't know. It would be strange for... And the PGA Tour doesn't even own it. It's just the PGA of America. And the PGA Tour allows their players, because you have to ask the PGA Tour for permission if you're going to leave the fold and go do something else. So the PGA Tour gives permission to those top players to go play the Ryder Cup that's being put on by the PGA of America against the Europeans. The PGA Tour has the President's Cup. That's what they created. So, you know, it's all big business. And I certainly would much prefer having a European Tour, PGA Tour, and have some the rivalry that comes out then during Ryder Cup is just so, it's palpable. You know, what do you think of no fans at the Ryder Cup?
Well, if they have to do it this time, they'll have to do it, won't they? Because it's very important. I think, you know, I think it is in everybody's interest to get it played, you know, just because people want something big to watch, don't they?
Yes.
You know, give us something to watch at the end of this year.
Yes.
You know, we've already lost the Open here. It's, you know, it's not, there's no, it's going to be next year, the next Open. So I think, you know, a Ryder Cup is a good idea. It can happen, you know, if it can happen, it's in America after all. Let it happen this year. And then we've got it in Italy. And, oh, I think that could be an absolutely wonderful occasion.
Gosh, if everything comes together and Italy can recover, and it'd be perfect. It'd be perfect. Of course, I understand that Sky Sports is going to be broadcasting the TaylorMade Driving Relief sponsored by United Health Group, and I think that's going to be fun. There's these skins competition between the guys. It'll be. I find this one more interesting than the Tiger Mickelson matchup. Isn't that funny? I don't know why.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's great that Sky Sports is going to be broadcasting it. Does Sky Sports go across the entire UK?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. I mean, it's good. I mean, we miss a lot of, you know, the BBC used to do so much more than they do now. You know, we get snatches of golf on the BBC, but nothing like it used to be.
And Sky Sports, of course, is pay for, right? You pay for, I think.
Sky Sports, yes. But now, since there aren't any, we're not getting any sport. I noticed that on my bills, I'm not paying for Sky at the moment.
Oh, well, that's decent of them, isn't it? To make sure that you don't have to pay for something that's not there. Well, I was really impressed with the work that the entire crew at Global Golf posted. And thank you so much for talking to your friend and getting another insight into what the players on the European Tour think about all this talk about the European Tour struggling and them having to give up something. I can't see them not wanting to give up something to keep their own identity. That just makes perfect sense to me. Lewin Mayer, Global Golf Post, senior writer, thank you so much for being on the show.
And, well, thank you for just summing it up so well just then. Thank you, Daniel. Okay.
Perfect. Okay, aloha.
Bye.
We're going to come back. And you know, the executive director of the Century Tournament of Champions at PGA Tour, he's going to be on with us. And we just kind of touched on briefly last week the solution for Century Tournament Champions field. And we're going to go into it with him and also maybe find out what he's got planned for spectators, because Century Tournament of Champions is on in January. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
Power outages can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy-starting, super-quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
Power at your fingertips. Aloha, our equipment.
Oahu Extraction, when it floods, water or worse, call Oahu Extraction. Or maybe the water didn't flood in, it just trickled in and stayed, causing mold and something smells weird. Oahu Extraction, it's COVID-19 ready. They are indeed to handle your burst water pipes, any heavy rain that came in or just trickled in. Call Oahu Extraction, 330-6212.
The Bayview Golf Course in beautiful Kaneohe is Hawaii's best value in golf. Perfect for a group of friends, business clients, a party, or a tournament. Try our new double-deck Top Tracer driving range located on Kaneohe Bay Drive, minutes from town. Go to BayviewHawaii.com now or call us at 247-0451 extension 1 to book your round. There's good grinds and drinks upstairs. Bayview, your new home away from home. Check BayviewHawaii.com.
This portion of The Golf Club is brought to you by Creative Plumbing. When your building's hot water system needs new life or a new high-rise system, new build or renovation, call Creative Plumbing because it has to be done right. Futuristone's master craftsmen can turn your townhouse complex driveway and sideway into beautiful self-draining areas, adding to the value of your project. Turn your concrete floors into colorful masterpieces with Futuristone. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
We are celebrating Maui Golf open again for business across Maui. There's Ka'anapali open, Wailea is open on a rotating schedule, and Kapalua Golf is open with the Bay Course and the Plantation Course operating on a rotating schedule as well. It's fabulous to see the golf courses opening and all of the hard work that's gone into accomplishing this reopen. So now it is up to us, the golfer, to follow the rules. There are three pages. The procedures for reintroduction to the game and business of golf is three pages long that the businesses, the golf courses, have to follow. So what you need to do is just follow the rules so we can keep the golf courses open. Alex Urban, Executive Director, Century Tournament of Champions at PGA Tour. We're welcoming you back into the clubhouse to get some more insight in what's going to happen with Century Tournament of Champions. Welcome.
How are you, Danielle?
Good. Really, really good. And I was just going over our winners, and it seems like, I was going over the winners over the last, beginning of last season, this season, what season, what year is it? I'm serious, and I'm reading Joaquin Neiman, Sebastian Munoz, Cameron Champ, he won? I'm serious. Kevin Na, Lanto Griffin, Justin Thomas, of course, two times. Jason Day, Tiger Woods, Brendan Todd, two times. Rory McIlroy, Tyler Duncan, Henrik Stenson, Cameron Smith, Andrew Landry, Mark Leishman, Webb Simpson, Nick Taylor, Adam, Scott, Victor, Hovland, Patrick, Reed, Sunji, M, and Tyrrell Hatton. That's a fantastic field, but it doesn't make up the field that you're looking for, and we probably won't get that field. What is the decision behind the PGA Tour and the Century Tournament of Champions? What is the decision?
Yeah, so you'll remember, too, that our event works on the calendar year. So I think some of those guys won back in the fall and actually
yes.
played in the tournament in January, the one we already had. So the guys that have qualified for this year are the guys that have won since JT won our event in January. So those 11 guys. So, for example, I don't think Rory has won yet. So we want to make sure we give our players, especially our best players, the opportunity to play here. And so we got to looking at the schedule, and this was something. This is actually a really fun part of the story, Danielle, is that the players. There's a player action committee, and they vote on. Major schedule changes and policy changes at the PGA Tour, because as a membership organization, we've got that player board that has that power. And so they were working on figuring out the rest of our schedule, which, as you know, is we have a U.S. Open being played after the Tour Championship and a Masters being played in November, which is wild. And during that conversation, the players were actually the ones that brought up and said, well, we got to talk about the Century Tournament of Champions, because we want to make sure we have the right amount of abilities to qualify for that event, because they love this place so much. So after that was brought to the table by them, and of course it's something we were already thinking about, the goal became to, obviously as the Tournament of Champions, this event is at its very base like a reward for players playing their very best. And so if you have some canceled tournaments and you need to fill some spots, what's the next best way other than tournament winners to figure out who the best players on tour is? And the decision was made to include the top 30 guys that qualify for the Tour Championship at the end of the year, at the end of the playoffs. So our qualification will be the calendar year, starting with our tournament, Justin Thomas and the 11 winners that have followed since him, plus the 30 guys that qualify for the Tour Championship, plus whoever else wins this calendar year. So it'll be all the way through, including that U.S. Open and that Masters after the Tour Championship.
Awesome. So it's like the Charles Schwab Challenge, Rocket Mortgage, Memorial, RBC Canadian. That's canceled. Travelers, Barbasol, WGC St. Jude Invitational. Then we've got the PGA Championship, Wyndham Championship, the Northern Trust, BMW, Tour Championship. All of the 30 that make it to the Tour Championship would then, and then, of course, there's the U.S. Open, the Masters, all of that coming up. It's really quite an amazing fall that we can look forward to, actually.
Yeah, when you take a step back, and from what I've been hearing is that our players are really excited to play golf again. I think that for a lot of them, that's what they do, and they do it 20, 25, some of them even close to 30 weeks a year, and so they're kind of chomping at the bit to get back out there. So I think we're going to see some really strong fields when the PGA Tour returns. I think that first event in the Charles Schwab Challenge, you're going to see a really strong field just because guys are excited to play.
Yeah.
And hopefully what that means is that we're going to see a really strong crop of players work their way to the top of that FedEx Cup standings. And we'll have an extra reason to pay some really close attention to the playoffs and the Northern Trust and the BMW Championship into Atlanta. And then the 30 guys that qualify for Atlanta will be coming out here to Maui, or will be invited to come out here to Maui.
Right, right. Those who have not won already. It's fantastic. It's a great way to fill it in. And you know, the players always say, one of the things when they win, you know, they're in their interview with maybe Steve Sands, who's coming up on the show later.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he'll say, I'm really looking forward to Maui. I get to go to Maui. I mean, you hear it all the time. And of course, you also hear that the wives are like, honey, you have to win.
Yeah, we hear that all the time. I think it's Mark Leishman was a couple years ago that actually booked a vacation out here before he even won, because he just wanted to come out to Maui and figured, we'll go on a vacation to Maui, and if we if I win, then I'll play in the tournament. And he ended up winning.
That's great.
Which was great. And of course, he's won again, so he's back in our field. He's one of the 11 guys that is already back in our field for next year.
That's awesome. And I got to ask a question. You're always cooking something up for the spectators, something new, something. What do you got? A concert on the green?
Well, not quite. I don't think I'm going to get in the concert operating business just yet. But, mm-hmm. We did have some really nice initiatives this last year. And I think what we did with the food on site was really well received with some of the local restaurants, some of whom we're doing our best to support through this time, and I've been ordering a lot of takeout. And so I think what we want to do is continue that line of thinking. And we had an Ohana Day promotion this last year. We worked at the Maui Food Bank on Wednesday.
Yeah.
I think we're going to evolve that a little bit and figure out a way to continue to get the community involved with the event. And just, our ultimate goal here is to make sure that everyone on this island, and I know you're celebrating Maui today, is that everyone on this island feels like the Century Tournament of Champions is their event, and then they look forward to it all year long.
Yeah, and celebrating Maui and everybody who wants to be
Absolutely.
There, because it's all the players want to be there. It's the destination. It's awesome. We're all looking forward to seeing golf. I'm looking forward to the TaylorMade event that's coming up next
yes.
weekend. I'm just like I'm almost looking forward to that more than I am, the match with Tiger Woods playing with Peyton Manning against Phil Mickelson and Tom Brady.
Mm-hmm.
Something about it being just the guys, and then, but still, it's all good. I want to see it all. I want to see golf.
Yeah.
So who are you going?
Both.
Yeah, right. So who are you going with? Are you going with Tiger Woods and Peyton Manning, or are you going with Phil Mickelson and Tom Brady?
Well, I'm going to go, I grew up not that too far from Indianapolis and actually went to a game, to watch Peyton Manning play back in the early part of the 2000s.
Uh-huh.
I've always had a soft spot for Peyton,
uh-huh.
more so than Tom Brady. Certainly,
uh-huh.
I'm not a Patriots fan by any means.
I think I know where we're going here.
It's hard for me not to take. I mean, Tiger with the play. I mean, the guy still has the green jacket in his closet.
Yeah.
I think I got to go with Tiger. I think I'm going to have to go with Tiger. It's going to be really interesting to see those guys play, and I think there'll be some good banter. I think that they're introducing the NFL guys into it will probably be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it is. There sure is a lot of trash talking already. I love how Tiger brought out his green jacket when Phil said, "Hey, you don't have this trophy."
Yeah, exactly.
then there the other one. I'm going to put you on the spot again
sure.
here. So we've got right now Rory McIlroy and Dustin Johnson coming up on the TaylorMade event against Ricky Fowler and Matthew Wolff, and this is a skins format. So who are you taking?
Yes, yeah, so it's really easy to jump out and say that, like, how could you go against Rory and DJ, right?
Right.
But there is some intrigue with Ricky and Matthew Wolff.
Yeah.
In
yeah.
that they're both Oklahoma State guys. Ricky has been very close to that Oklahoma State program ever since he left. And that place is just a golf powerhouse. I mean, you saw Victor Hovland was a teammate of Wolff.
Yeah,
and that team was just unbelievable. And so they played a lot of golf together. So as a team, they might have a little bit more chemistry. I don't know how close Rory and DJ are particularly.
Right.
I'm sure they're friendly. I mean, Rory's friendly with everyone, as is DJ. But as far as like a team connection, I like the kind of team golf Oklahoma State connection with Wolff and Ricky. I think they're obviously the underdogs.
Yeah, well, they are, but you'd be surprised. You're not the first person to go with the Fowler-Wolff matchup, because
yeah.
Matthew Wolff's been playing a lot of golf, was the argument that he's
exactly.
been out there.
And he's probably hungry to prove himself. He's also really good at golf, as they all are. And I'm also really excited to see Seminole, the course that they're playing on.
Yes, it's never before
really
been seen.
Much TV time before.
Never.
Yeah.
Right. No, this is one of those 300 members only clubs, That's
yes.
very, very, very expensive. Yes, we're fortunate to have the chef from Liberty National joining us later on in the show.
Oh, nice.
Yes, so yes, it's one of those upper crust golf courses, but it's a beauty. It's a 1929, you know, Donald Ross.
Yeah, I was lucky enough to be out at the President's Cup in 2017, and worked that week in my previous communications job for the tour. And Liberty is talk about a place with, there's not too many places where you can play 18 holes of golf and just have perfect views of South Manhattan and the Statue of Liberty the whole time
you're there.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Pretty cool.
Yes. Alex Urban, Executive Director, Century Tournament of Champions, thank you so much, and let's celebrate Maui some more.
That's you got it. We're going to go play some golf today.
Awesome. Bravo. Which course is open?
Well, you know, we're going to go check out the dunes.
Oh, you're going to go dunes in Maui Lani.
One of our good friends, Scott Reinhart, who we do some really good work with, he does some really good work with the Special Olympics and the First Tee. He's a good friend of the tournament, and we're going to go out and check out his track.
That's awesome. It's a great, it's that isthmus, and so it's got this, it's a dunes course. It's fabulous.
Awesome.
Thank you very much for being on the show.
All right, Danielle. Thanks for having me.
Talk to you again. We'll be back after this with Claude Brousseau, PGA Master Professional, Director of Instruction at Wailea Golf Club. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club. It always happens to the other guy. That 100-year flood. Or broken sewer pipe on the floor of his business. When it happens to you, don't panic. Call the pros. Oahu Extraction. Water, mold, mud, or worse. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call Oahu Extraction at 808-330-6162. Direct insurance billing, licensed and bonded. We'll handle all the restoration for you. Oahu Extraction.
The Bayview Golf Course in beautiful Kaneohe is Hawaii's best value in golf. Perfect for a group of friends, business clients, a party, or a tournament. Try our new double-deck Top Tracer driving range located on Kaneohe Bay Drive, minutes from town. Go to BayviewHawaii.com now or call us at 247-0451 extension 1 to book your round. There's good grinds and drinks upstairs. Bayview, your new home away from home. Check BayviewHawaii.com.
Outages can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy-starting, super quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
Wow, what a beautiful day. Let's go back in the clubhouse and listen to Danielle Tucker.
Claude Brousseau, PGA Master, Director of Instruction, Wailea Golf Club at Wailea on Maui, Golf Channel Academy lead coach, creator of Virtual Golf Academy for your desktop or your personal device, Golf Digest, the best teachers in your state as ranked by their peers, and number one was Claude Brousseau. Welcome into the clubhouse, Claude.
Hello, Danielle. Thank you very much for having me on your show. And I want to start, I know it's tomorrow, but I want to start by wishing you happy Mother's Day to you and all the mothers that are listening right now. You ladies are so important in our life. And just happy Mother's Day. Celebrate and have fun.
Yeah, well, thank you. Thank you very much. And, you know, we've had a lot of time with our kids. We've had a lot of time with our family, kind of a lot of time with the people that we live with. So it's almost a lot of time. It's been almost like a Mother's Day extended because I've noticed that, at least in my family, the kid is a lot more appreciative of all this time that he's got with us being home. It's been really wonderful. And I also know that as a nurse, yes, Claude Brousseau was a nurse before he became a golf professional. You want to also thank all of the people who are in our first responders, our doctors, our nurses, our respiratory technicians, the cleaning crews for all they do?
Oh, yes, because, like, I have a little taste of what they go through right now. And those people are our heroes, and I want to take some time to say yes. Thank you very much for everything they do.
Yeah, now, Wailea is open, and so we're celebrating Maui today. We're celebrating Maui and all the fabulous golf courses. I was looking, I have this post of the Wailea Gold Course. I was there for the Skins game too long ago to actually give you a date. And it's the most attractive golf course, to put it mildly. But it is time to get out and play again. And with Claude Brousseau's background and all the work he's done with his Virtual Golf Academy, you really have to check it out. Virtual Golf Academy, okay? He's written a book. So he's got so much background. What we're going to do now is how to prepare you to get back on the course. Now, I want you to think about this. First of all, what's A number one, Claude?
Number one priority is having fun, and this is a hobby. So I know all your listeners, all the golfers are so excited to be able to go and play. And then I will say you have to do it with responsibility. Protect yourself, protect other people. And I say this is your contribution to the safety and health of our Hawaii Ohana. So do it with precaution for yourself and the other. Have fun.
Have fun.
Then the first, have fun on the course. Enjoy, be out there. And then the first thing that you can look when you go back like this is it could be a good occasion to get a little tune up on your game. With just give a call to your preferred PGA, professional or LPGA, and get a little tune up, and I will suggest probably starting with your short game.
Starting with the short game. That's always a really good idea, even when you just get to the course. And I really like number two that you wrote, playing from the forward set of the tees, and the rule of thumb that you provide is exceptional. Tell us.
Yes, I just learned that lately. You see, we always learn. I was in a seminar this week with a U.S. kid, and somebody bring that rule for all the players. So the rule of thumb is you need to know what is your carry distance with your 5-iron or your 5-hybrid, let's say, and you multiply that number by 36. So as an example, let's say the player carry 160 yards. You have to be honest with yourself here. And you will see 160 multiplied by 36. So the total length of the course should be 5,760 yards. So around that number, 6,000 is okay. So why it's important to play from the correct set of tee? It's just because you will enjoy the game more. Because you will have, like the pro and the better player, you will have a shorter club to the green. It's a lot more interesting and fun having, let's say, seven, eight, nine pitching wedge to a green rather than all day long trying to get a green with your hybrid or your three woods. So you will have more chance to make birdies and par. And for sure, you will play better.
Yeah, you'll play better. So you need to kind of put your ego, leave it at the pro shop and go out there and play something realistic because you haven't been playing for a while. That's a big part of the mindset that you've got to take from the mental state of the game. You can't expect too much.
Correct. You have not swung a club for, let's say, 6 weeks, so you need to manage, like you said it so well, the expectation. So expect nothing. Expect that you will also miss shot. You need to expect that you will miss shot because you need to dust the rust here, I call that. So as an example, to make that, I really like to make all my advice and coaching words very tangible for the people, and at the same time fun. Let's say you're a 15 handicapper. As soon as you put your feet on the first tee, you have to accept that today you will miss at least 15 shots. That's why you're a 15. So the mindset is, let's say you miss a shot. In your mind, you want to go, okay, I got only 14 to go now. 14 more to miss. Don't dwell on the bad shot. Okay? And then lower your expectation. And we see it even with the tour player. If they take a break and they go and play, they often say, oh, I didn't have an expectation today. And often they will play their best round.
That's great. I love that. Expectations are probably our biggest enemy. And after this long pause, you know, we probably lost the feel. Somebody said you want a 64. You know, you probably don't want that because it's really hard to hit one. So tell us about how do I get the touch back, the feeling for the short game?
Correct. So I would suggest the feeling for the short game starting with putting, because again, that's the only club you will use on every hole. So let's start by you get at the course at the time that the course allowed you to be there before your tee time, and to get the touch back, you do some lag putt. So that means go at 30 feet. You don't need to hit towards a hole. You can just go towards the fringe, because now you just want to get your touch and feeling of how much energy you need in the putter. So what you can do now, after you roll four or five of them, you can go to, you do 30 feet, then you do 15 feet. Then while you're doing your practice swing, let's say now you're going at a hole, while you're doing your practice swing, I suggest that you keep your eyes on the hole while you're doing the practice swing. And why we're doing that is, it's your visual system that gives you the distance that you need to roll the ball at. So do a practice swing, keep your eyes on the hole, move the putter back and through, and then when you feel it's the proper motion, go at the ball, look at the hole again, then look at the ball, keep your eyes on the ball, then swing, and you'll be amazed how quick you get your touch back.
Wow, that's great. I like how you wrote that. Your visual system will guide your muscular system for the amount of energy in the stroke to roll the ball the correct distance. So trusting your eyes to do the calculations with your brain to determine how much muscle you should put on the stroke. I mean, that's really important. And that'll help you build your confidence on the short putts. How do I do that?
Yes, because we know how important confidence is when you play golf. So I would suggest putting four balls like a north, south, east, west, or 12 o'clock, 6 o'clock, 3 and 9. Not any further start. I know it will sound strange for some people, but start 2 feet from the hole. I mean, people say, okay, well, but we always give ourselves. Those are gimme. Well, that's a good way to practice and build your confidence. You know, the ball goes in the hole if they give it to you. So start at 2 feet from the hole, and then you go do your routine, roll the ball in the hole. So 12, let's say 3, 6, and 9. Then after that, move the ball just a little bit further. I will say maybe just a foot, 3 feet, and do the same thing. And then stop. Because most of your ball will have gone in the hole from that distance. So that's how you build your confidence, because you have success on the last, let's say, 12 stroke that you did. The issue that I see with the golfer, now they go at a distance further, let's say from 3 feet, and then they start to miss putt. And then it's normal because you're further, and then they lose their confidence. So start very close, get success, and you will see that your confidence will build up.
That's great. And from Claude Brousseau, one of the things he wrote here for me is, remember, missing a shot is part of playing golf, like falling off the board while surfing. Claude Brousseau, he is a PGA master. Realize your golfing potential. Unlock the secrets of a proficient short game. That's his book. You can also check out his fabulous virtual golf academy.tv. It's an extensive library of broadcasting high-def videos, all aspects of the game. So that's for remote and distance learning, of course. Check it out. It's really cool. It's beautifully shot, and it's so clear and concise. So you can get in touch with Claude Brousseau. You can get his book. You can get, you know, he's available when he's over at the Wailea Golf Academy. That's on the Emerald Course side of Wailea Emerald and Golf Course. You can reach him at cbrousseau@waileagolf.com. Thank you so much for being on the show, Claude.
Thank you very much, Danielle. Have a great day.
You too. Aloha. We're going to come back, and we've got a special event happening, and this is a part of Golf Kitchen's initiative to take care of the chef's garden. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Your fingertips, Aloha Power Equipment.
Power outages can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy starting, super quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
We put power at your fingertips, Aloha Power Equipment.
It always happens to the other guy. That 100-year flood. Or broken sewer pipe on the floor of his business. When it happens to you, don't panic. Call the pros. Oahu Extraction. Water, mold, mud, or worse. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call Oahu Extraction at 808-330-6162. Direct insurance billing, licensed and bonded. We'll handle all the restoration for you. Oahu Extraction.
The Bayview Golf Course in beautiful Kaneohe is Hawaii's best value in golf. Perfect for a group of friends, business clients, a party, or a tournament. Try our new double-deck Top Tracer driving range located on Kaneohe Bay Drive, minutes from town. Go to BayviewHawaii.com now or call us at 247-0451 extension 1 to book your round. There's good grinds and drinks upstairs. Bayview, your new home away from home. Check BayviewHawaii.com.
The Golf Club is brought to you by Oahu Extraction. When it floods, water or worse, sewer pipes break or mud inundates your home, call Oahu Extraction 24/7. Oahu Extraction, on site in 90 minutes, high-rise shopping center or home. Oahu Extraction. Raynor Doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom, provide lasting security and safety for your business, your home. Raynor Doors, increase the value of your home with a major return on your investment. Call Raynor Doors, 676-3667. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
You know, there's so many people who want to support our local farmers. OahuFresh.com. You can order for pickup, local fruits and veggies. OahuFresh.com. There's a farm to car. The Hawaii Farm Bureau put that together. That's HFBT, like Hawaii Farm Bureau T.org. Okay. There's FarmLink Hawaii, FarmLinkHawaii.com. Very easy. All of these references will help you get to directly to the farmers who are growing and having a hard time without all of our restaurants open. You see, they don't have the market that they used to have with all of our hotels not open. You see, they don't have the market they used to have, and they're growing a lot of produce and they need to get it to you. Another place you can go for local beef and pork and produce is Kualoa Ranch. Yes, they have direct sales, Kualoa Ranch, for local beef and pork and produce. Now, there is a very large produce farm, even edible flowers, which I learned about last week, and 4,000 different varieties of edible flowers. But you just can't go to the place where they sell flowers, the florist store. No, you've got to get it from a place that doesn't use a lot of herbicides and what have you, because you want it to be clean and fresh. And that's exactly what the chef's garden the chef's garden does. They take care of making sure that the produce is grown in soil that is rejuvenated all the time, so it's not leaching out the nutrients. So the produce is getting the perfect environment. They use only the natural ways of growing. So they're not using all the herbicides and the growth sprays that make it grow faster. It's all natural. And that's what the Chef's Garden's all about. And the Chef's Garden's having the hard time, too. The restaurants aren't open. Their major outlets aren't available to them. Diana DeLucia is founder and editor-in-chief and publisher of Golf Kitchen. It's a lifestyle magazine, but she also does a lot of stuff on the side that you never hear about. And this is one of Golf Kitchen's initiatives. It's a way to help the Chef's Garden stay healthy in business. Okay, and we've got on the phone with us right now one of the executive chefs of the top country clubs in the country. It is Liberty National Golf Club. His name is Sean Christopher Lewis, chef, executive chef at Liberty National Golf Course, as well as the assistant manager. Welcome into the clubhouse, Chef Sean.
Well, hi, Danielle. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
It's so good to have you. If it would be possible for you to come off speaker, we'll be able to help hear you a little bit better. I'm sorry we didn't mention that. Is it possible?
And I am off speaker.
Oh, you're wonderful. Now you're right there with us.
I'm in.
Liberty National, folks, is the golf course that, was about $250 million to build it. And it has, as Alex Urban was talking about earlier, the executive director of Century Tournament of Champions, it's the one course where you can't play without seeing this exquisite outline of Manhattan and the Statue of Liberty, and therefore Liberty National Golf Club. Only 300 members. You have probably a very discerning group of people with extremely sensitive taste buds who come through your doors, Chef.
Yes, we have. You know, we have a wonderful membership. We have a wonderful relationship with with some of the country's top players in the world of golf. And yes, when you come here, there's a level of expectation that we need to reach on a daily basis. So, absolutely. We do have membership that have high expectations.
High expectations. And so when I heard that you were going to make a menu that was inspired by the produce at the Chef's Garden, I thought, this is going to be very interesting. Can you tell us what you were inspired by?
I think when we were putting this together, Farmer Lee had said, we could send you a list of ingredients that you could pick from to have to work with. And I there were so many things that they have that they're growing. So I just said, you know what, you pick it. You send me what you have that's best that day, and I'll cook it.
That's perfect.
And, I think that's always the best approach for me, especially when I'm cooking for me. So when I got this box and what was in it, it's like every time I get, something from the Chef's Garden, it gets shipped to you directly. Everything's cold. It's packed. It's wonderful. It's like a surprise. It really is. It's a level of excitement. So I was really happy when the package arrived.
I love what you just said, because Chef Jose Carle was on the show several years ago, and he said when he's deciding what to cook with the fish that he just caught out of the ocean, he literally goes and catches the fish right out of the ocean. That's what's going to be the main course. He says he goes into the garden and he sees what God gave him that day. And
that's it.
So that's exactly. So you can go to chefs/garden.com, and then you just scroll down a little bit and swing into action. This is the Golf Kitchen Initiative. Swing into action for Chef's Garden, the Chef's Garden. Okay. But you go to chefs/garden.com. So as you scroll down to swing into action, you're going to find, there he is, Chef Lewis.
Yes,
it is. You're right there. And you are also, I understand that you did a video of the plating for the meal that you were inspired by the produce.
Yeah, so we did a, you know, a little cooking demo, and you know, without, you know, getting too much into detail about, you know, cooking, you know, techniques, and not, you're not going to watch me peel carrots all day. That's for sure. But it's what's really cool about it is you get a recipe when you get this box. Let me go through that. So you get this box. It has the ingredients for the recipe that I created, and it has, you know, extra ingredients in there to kind of sustain a family. They set up to 2 weeks. You know, I'd say a week or two for $89 delivered to your door, which to me is, you know, is I'm still kind of blown back.
It's super good.
You get, yeah, it's great. I mean, when you open this up, the quality of the produce, I mean, things you're never going to go back. It's really hard to have go to a grocery store and get, you know, just your off-the-shelf vegetables when you see how they come straight from the farm. It's just mind-blowing, you know. And I, you know, I'm always pleasantly surprised when I get that delivery. So in that box, you get the recipe, the ingredients for it, the additional ingredients, and then, you know, the recipe kind of explains everything. But then you get this video that kind of goes along with it too, and it kind of, you know, kind of makes things a little bit easier. I didn't go crazy with techniques, and it's really simple. But that's the way to approach these type of items, because you want them to just shine. You know, when you get a sweet potato, if you just slice it and saute it in nice sea salt and a good olive oil, that's all it needs, you know, and that's really how you get the best flavor out of it. Yes, herbs and spices, they enhance things, but if you want a really pure expression of the vegetables, the best way is to have them in its simplistic of forms. And that's all I did. I did it in a very simplistic way. I arranged it beautifully on a plate, and that's kind of the fun part. Diana, you know, she may mention, she goes, oh, I love that. I love, that's my favorite part. And it kind of, you know, I give you little tips here and there just to kind of show you how to plate like a pro. But I think more importantly, when you get this, you're getting great quality produce to your door. And that's the one thing I've heard about is just, you know, I could get meat, I could get fish. I'm having a hard time finding produce. This is the answer right here. You know, and you could go on the website, could order anything. I appreciate it if you, you know, you ordered my pack, because I got a little side bet with the other chef, Skylin. But, you know.
Ah, yes,
all
yes.
Right? You know, wink, wink, guys, all right? So, yeah, but you can order whatever you want off of there. And then, you know, you really have the ability to, you know, help a farm, you know, sustain itself throughout this time. And, you know, and I hope it doesn't just end there. I hope it, you know, really carries over into other places. You know, there's lots of other local, you know, purveyors that you can support during this time. And much like what the golf world has done, I know with Liberty National and the Fireman family, you know, the amount of outreach that they have done, not only to our local community, we, you know, Angela Cares and Team Walker, which are basically in our backyard, you know, we're getting food to these people as well. So we're helping the farmers, we're helping the community, we're helping the state, we're helping the city, and you know, we're helping our neighbors, you know, with our local hospital, our local purveyors. We're connecting people, making sure that people have what they need, and that's really what it is all about. So it's a really feel-good kind of project, but at the same time, you're going to benefit by getting some wonderful produce at your door.
You know, I don't know if this certainly wasn't arranged, but there are many people calling for this month of May to be a plant-based menu month because of the difficulties many of the meat packing companies are having. So it just seems perfect that Golf Kitchen and you to support Chef's Garden. It's just perfect. This is a plant-based menu. You can be inspired through a chef just taking care of you. It is Executive Chef Liberty National Golf Club. He is taking care of us by providing us with the menu, and it's a whole bunch of fun. And Sean Christopher Lewis, I am really pleased that you're on the show. You're so much fun to talk to. I just want to go back to the vegetables. Yeah, you're right. Welcome. There is nothing like eating a real tomato. A real tomato that's been grown and picked at the right time, and then you get to eat it. And so many times you can buy something, it doesn't taste like a tomato anymore coming from some of the grocery stores because of the way they have to be grown the way they have to be packaged, get them out, get them over. They're coming to us, and then they're, I don't know how they get them ripe for them to be directly, you know, they're all of a sudden they're ripe in the grocery store, but they don't have the same taste that something from the chef's garden will have.
Right. You know, obviously, it's not tomato season, but, you know, that probably is the greatest, you know, I think, and probably our first interaction with, you know, farm fresh vegetables is the tomatoes that we get. We get the tomatoes from our own garden, and they're beautiful. You know, you get that vegetal, you know, that scent from the stem.
Yes.
The tomato tastes like tomato. It bursts with flavor. You know, it's funny, in the video I think I was talking about this is the spinach. When I got that spinach and I took it out and I, you know, I grabbed it and I kind of, you know, grabbed the leaves, you could hear how crisp. I mean, you hear crunch, you know, like as if I just bit into a big cracker. You know, that's the type of freshness that you're getting from the farm. And, yeah, the tomato tastes like a tomato and the beet tastes like a beet and the carrot just has wonderful flavor, and you could do so many different things with them.
Yes.
You know, I did, you know, obviously the plate that I created on there. We shot another video for a cocktail that I made with carrot juice. I just created another one with rhubarb and some strawberries that I preserved last year. So I'm into preserving and fermenting and different things like that to capture, you know, products in their height of the season. And it's just not, you know, you can make some great cocktails with these things too. It's just not, or just having carrot juice on its own. So a lot of wonderful different applications with this really healthy product. And plant-based, it's, you know, it's no secret. I think about 2 years ago, I went on a plant-based diet for a long time. I put some proteins in there once in a while, a little bit of fish, a little bit of chicken, but for the most part, it's been plant-based. And, you know, I lost a bunch of weight, you know, a bunch of my energy levels went up. So there's a lot to be said about plant-based diets. Now, I'm not saying everybody should do that. Mm-hmm. You know, we need meat purveyors and chicken and fish, and we all love these different things.
Yes.
But you know what? Do it for the month of May. Try it out. You know, listen, when we want to eat what's in the height of the season, and right now maybe those proteins aren't in the height of the season because of the ability to bring them. So don't have them, you know, go based on, try doing a couple of plant-based meals like this one here. And I'm telling you, it's wonderful. It really is great.
It's super good. And this is Liberty National Chef Sean Christopher Lewis. He's the first chef to bring out his produce-inspired recipes, and you get the box with everything you need to make the recipe, plus more, and I didn't know that. You get the recipe, of course. You get a video, and you're shown how to do the plating. Diana, this is... I didn't know that you'd get even more than you needed for the menu.
Oh, yeah. As soon as you order a box, you get an email with your order, and it will tell you if you need to, you know, gather some extra items that are not in the box so that you're fully prepared when it arrives and you can have your nice romantic dinner or you can have fun cooking with your family. You can create the dish that Sean has displayed and try to your best efforts to create what he's doing on the plate. It's just a lot of fun. It's something that everybody can do, members can do, families can do together, and it's healthy, and you can't get better produce than what they have at the Chef's Garden, and you'll only know that when you order the box and it arrives at your door.
It's wonderful. Chefs/garden.com. Just scroll down, find Swing Into Action. And by the way, all these recipes, I know I have a lot of friends who are wine connoisseurs. Their recipes are paired with Domaine de la Riviere wine. So that's something else to look forward to. A little wine, a little menu, a little fun, a little doing something new and different and enjoying the burst of flavors that come to your mouth, to the fresh picked vegetables. Thank you very much for being on the show. It's a real pleasure meeting with you. I want to talk to you one day about how you were inspired to become a chef and your entire story going from where you started to becoming the executive chef and assistant manager at Liberty National Golf Club. Sean Christopher Lewis, thank you very much for being on the show.
Thank you so much for having me, and I'll take you up on that invite. We'll get together again and we could chat all afternoon about it.
Excellent. Diana DeLucia, thank you so much for your initiative. Golf Kitchen, always doing something special. And this is in support of the Chef's Garden. Like so many produce, so many farmers are having trouble. This is one of the big ones that could really use our help. Thank you for putting this together, Diana.
Thank you so much, Danielle.
Okay, and aloha. Talk to you soon.
Cheers.
Bye.
We're going to come back. We've got a wonderful man who I've not met before, and I'm looking forward to talking with him. His name is Steve Sands. He's the lead interviewer for NBC Sports and Golf Channel. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Outages can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy-starting, super-quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
It always happens to the other guy. That 100-year flood. Or broken sewer pipe on the floor of his business. When it happens to you, don't panic. Call the pros. Oahu Extraction. Water, mold, mud, or worse. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call Oahu Extraction at 808-330-6162. Direct insurance billing, licensed and bonded. We'll handle all the restoration for you. Oahu Extraction.
The Bayview Golf Course in beautiful Kaneohe is Hawaii's best value in golf. Perfect for a group of friends, business clients, a party, or a tournament. Try our new double-deck Top Tracer driving range located on Kaneohe Bay Drive, minutes from town. Go to BayviewHawaii.com now or call us at 247-0451 extension 1 to book your round. There's good grinds and drinks upstairs. Bayview, your new home away from home. Check BayviewHawaii.com.
We are KPUA Hilo, K-O-R-L, Waianae, Honolulu, K-O-N-I, Lanai City, K-T-O-H, Kalaheo.
Ah, here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
Steve Sands, lead interviewer for NBC Sports and Golf Channel. Welcome into the clubhouse.
How are you, Danielle? How's it going out there?
It's going really good. I just have to drink a drink of water all of a sudden. I've lost my voice.
Good. That's healthy. It's good.
Yeah, it's interesting that it should happen right when I get to meet you for the first time. I feel rather silly. Okay, first off, before we get into the fabulous event that I'm really looking forward to watching on television, I've got to ask you, Vijay Singh, playing in the Corn Ferry Challenge at TPC Sawgrass on June 11th, when the PGA Tour starts up on the Colonial side in Texas, Corn Ferry is also starting. Now, many have taken umbrage. One Corn Ferry player really chastised Singh for taking a spot from the people who need the money on the tour. Phil Mickelson said the Hall of Famer has won the right to play when he wants and where he wants. What do you think?
Well, I think that Brady Snell, who is the one who was really outspoken about it on Twitter, Danielle, I think he's walking that back just a little bit. Because I think at the end of the day, do I like that he's playing in a Corn Ferry Tour event? No. Do I think he should play in that event? No. But it is his right. He's earned it, and Vijay can do whatever he wants. Not only is he one of the great players of his generation, he's one of the great players of all time. He's in the Hall of Fame. He has a PGA Tour lifetime exemption. And with that, he's allowed to play in that Corn Ferry Tour event. And, you know, if he thinks that's the best way for him to get ready for the rest of the season, then so be it. But I wouldn't do it if I were Vijay, because I would feel bad that I'm taking someone's spot who really does need it on the Corn Ferry Tour, which is the AAA of the PGA Tour. But it is his right, and he can do whatever he wishes. He's earned that.
Yes, he's made $71 million plus. So it's easy to see why people are like, what?
Yeah, exactly.
But as you said, and then there are those people who say you can't take a place from somebody. And I don't really understand that. What do they mean by, well, there's no way that you can really take a spot from someone?
Well, on the Korn Ferry Tour, so being that it's basically the AAA of the PGA Tour, what you need to do is you need to play well on the Korn Ferry Tour and then earn your way onto the PGA Tour. So those guys play every week. Unlike the PGA Tour, where players play, you know, when they choose and they take a week off here and there, that kind of thing. On the Korn Ferry Tour, you basically have to, unless you've sewn up your PGA Tour card for the following season, you basically have to play every single time there's an event. So with Vijay coming back to the Korn Ferry Tour and playing that week, technically, it's a stretch, but technically he is taking someone's spot who is on the Korn Ferry Tour. Because if Vijay wants to play the Korn Ferry Tour every week, he has that right. But you are definitely taking a spot from somebody. However, the old thing in golf, Danielle, is
yes,
play better, and you can earn your way into that status as well. So it's a tricky spot, but Vijay definitely has earned the right to play there, and he also definitely is taking someone's spot.
Okay, that's what I was thinking. You know, I get it that you've got to earn your way, and Vijay certainly earned his way. By the same token, these guys, you know, they're, like you said, AAA, and they're working their way up, and he's kind of like big feet coming down. Boom, I'm going to take a place.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I am so excited that TaylorMade Driving Relief, sponsored by United Health Group, is coming to a television near us next Sunday on May 17th. I can't believe this is a skins game, Danielle. Well, so what? It's golf. It's a $3 million charity skins to raise money for the American Nurses Foundation and CDC Foundation, both leading the relief efforts. It's on NBC Sports and Sky Sports. And it's 18 holes, two-man team skins competition. Rory McIlroy and Dustin Johnson against Ricky Fowler and Matthew Wolff at Seminole. Wow. I think this is the first time any televised event has been televised from Seminole. Have they ever had anybody play there?
No, I mean, the guys play there all the time, Danielle, and they have a big event there the Monday after the Honda Classic every year. But for people who are golf nuts, they're going to see Seminole on television for the first time, and it's going to be pretty special. I was texting back and forth with a friend of yours out there in Hawaii, Mark Rolfing,
yes,
dear friend of mine. I love Mark and Debbie so much. And I think everybody is excited not only to work the event, but just to watch some live sports, some live golf is going to be great. Man, have we all missed watching live sports. And those of us who do this for a living have really, really missed being able to go to the golf course and watch the best players in the world play.
Yeah. Farmers Insurance pledging $1 million for birdies and eagle. The pool supporting Off Their Plate. That's for kids, for food. PGA Tour Charities live donation platform powered by GoFundMe to support additional COVID-19 relief initiatives. Lots going on Sunday during the play. And it's funny when you ask people, okay, so who are you taking? Are you taking Rory McIlroy and Dustin Johnson? Or are you taking Ricky Fowler and Matthew Wolff? And it's, dare you say who you take? Is that okay for you?
Well, me personally, I would not say publicly who I would take, but I will say, because I'm covering the event, so
right.
I can't really say that.
I understand.
I'm happy to text you or email you later to know who I think is going to win. But just I want people to remember this. Rory McIlroy is the best player in the world. Dustin Johnson lives in that area and is a world-class player himself. Matthew Wolff has spent most of this quarantine in Oklahoma, where he has played a lot of golf, more golf than the other three players. And Ricky Fowler lives in the Jupiter area and plays Seminole very, very well. So Ricky plays Seminole very well, and Matthew has played a lot of golf in the last 8 weeks while we've been under this quarantine. But McIlroy on the other side is the number one player in the world, also knows Seminole well, and Dustin Johnson is a world-class player. So depending on which way you want to lean,
You know, why don't you just email me later, Danielle, yes. And I'll let you know who to put your money on.
Well, I've heard...
By the way, Rolfing is never afraid to lay down a wager. Rolfie boy knows exactly who to bet on in that match.
I've heard so many people pick Fowler and Wolf. It's because Wolf's been playing so much and the rest of them are rusty.
Yep. It's a big deal, Danielle. Just think about it. That's what's so fascinating about the PGA Tour returning in the middle of June. Who's going to be playing well, in my opinion, is going to be based on the players who have played the most golf. These guys are creatures of habit, just like you are, just like I am, just like everybody else who works in their profession, whatever it is. You know, these guys are creatures of habit, Danielle. So when they do come back, not just for the match this weekend or a week from tomorrow, next weekend, but when they come back for real in June, I think the guys who are going to get off to good starts are the ones who have been able to play the most golf and get into a rhythm.
Yeah, I'm worried about a couple of our top players who haven't been doing well to begin with. You know, I don't want to say their name and jinx them. But, you know, they've got to be out there playing. They've got to be out there practicing, because if they're not, they're just going to have a real miserable time. It's one event after another event. It's going to be you're going to be flying everywhere. It's going to be tough.
Yes, I totally agree. Listen, when these guys get into, they're so good on the PGA Tour. When they get into a rhythm, you can just see it. And someone is going to get into a rhythm. If you fast forward to August through November, the PGA in August, the Ryder Cup is going to be played in September. The week prior to that will be the U.S. Open. The Open Championship is not going to take place. It's been canceled for the year. And then Augusta in November. If somebody gets hot, I could see somebody winning two of the three major championships. Maybe even all three. Who knows what'll happen? But I could definitely see somebody getting hot and running the table and playing very, very well for a couple of weeks or months at a time, because that's how good these guys are when they get into a rhythm. And if you get into a rhythm at the right time in this particular year with the schedule coming up, if everything happens and everybody is safe and healthy and all those things, I could see somebody winning a bunch of big events.
Agreed. It's very, very exciting. This whole thing about waiting and waiting, it almost makes you say, should there be a longer off season for golf?
Because,
right?
I agree. I've always thought one of the beauties of, you know, why we're so jacked up to see the NFL schedule and the NFL draft and all these things, because you have to wait 6-7 months to see football. So when something drips out like that, it gets really, really exciting. So in golf, if golf took, just think of the Hawaii events, okay? Mark Rolfing and I have talked about this for years, about Kapalua and at Sony at Wailea. If we hadn't seen PGA Tour golf for 3 or 4 months, those events would be so massive. They're great now. They're great events. Love going to them, love covering them, love being a part of them, and so do the guys. But they would be much larger as far as viewership and excitement if there was a longer off season preceding them.
Absolutely.
And, you know, it's tough because golfers want to play and sponsors want to sponsor events and tours want to have events all the time. But if you had a longer off season, the beginning of the following season would be so huge. It'd be phenomenal if they did that. But I don't know if golf is ever going to go that route again, but I think it'd be great to take a 3 or 4 month break for these guys. I also think the guys would play more, Danielle. The people who don't want to go to certain events, whether it's be it travel or time or a golf course, I think they would play more early in the year if they had a longer off season on the back end.
Oh, gosh, yes. You know, yes, absolutely. Now, I got to ask you, because my show ends in a few minutes. Somebody's talking about no caddies. I mean, I understand no spectators, but somebody's saying, should there be caddies allowed to play or to work? It seems almost absurd not to let them play. Where did this come from, this idea that not allowing the caddies to play?
Social distancing. I think the PGA Tour is going to try to figure out the best way to play and have their product not be altered as far as the viewers who are watching on television, because you can't be there as a spectator. So what they want to do is not have their product be interrupted and have it be as safe and healthy as possible.
Okay.
That's the only reason that you wouldn't have caddies. I was talking to a PGA Tour player yesterday, actually, who was saying that, you know, the rules haven't been set in place just yet, and they still have another 4 or 5 weeks before Colonial happens on Thursday, June 11th. But they have to make a decision pretty soon as to whether or not they're actually going to travel caddies and be that close. If you have caddies, Danielle, on Thursday and Friday when you're playing split tees and threes, you're basically having six people right there in close proximity to each other. You have the three players and the three caddies.
Yeah. All right.
If you only had the three players, you know, the other thing that's going to be interesting, Danielle, is are they going to have, you know, the cups going to be completely empty? I don't know what the golf courses in Hawaii have been doing, but here in Florida, you know, they have like kind of a foam thing in there where the ball doesn't go all the way down to the bottom of the cup.
Yep.
Where flag sticks are staying in. There could be some altered rules at Colonial and those first few events on the PGA Tour, and I think everybody in sports wants to see how all of those new rules are going to happen, take place, and see if things actually stay safer and healthier. In that regard, it could be a litmus test for the other sports.
Yeah, you know, I get that feeling. It's the safest sport to start off. And as President Trump has put all the sports together in these conferences, it's kind of like pushing golf, go, so we can see whether it's going to work and we can see whether the NFL can go. And baseball, does baseball still exist? It's like all of these things are so, everything's out of whack. But I'm really glad you brought up, I was thinking a caddy and a player's relationship is familial. You know, it's like a brother and your brother going to play, and you spend so much time together, there, it's like you wouldn't worry about being with that person. But if you take these two brothers and those two brothers and those two brothers and you put them all together, you just multiply the number of potential people they've all come in contact with, and then they bring them all into this little group. And that's where the hazard is. Totally
right.
Understand.
But not only that, Danielle, but you know, unlike the NBA, the NHL, Major League Baseball, and the NFL, golfers are on their own. They go back to their own hotel, their own rooms, their own restaurants, their own bars, their own movie theaters, their own cars, their own everything. They're on their own when they're playing PGA Tour golf. They're not in a team setting. So you can't really control the environment. So in other words, let's say Major League Baseball came back to play. I would assume that they would have like kind of dining in the hotel that would take care of everything, as opposed to a PGA Tour player who, if you're staying at a hotel in Fort Worth for the Colonial on June, in the middle of June, you're going to any restaurant you want to at night. You can't really tell. Multiply that by all the factors with caddies as well, and it'll be very difficult to be able to stay safe and healthy with all of those people. But I think the tour is going to do it right. And I think they're going to get off to a good start. And maybe it's just being hopeful because, man, do we miss sports.
Yes, we do. And, you know, the thought, well, that's going to be a real challenge. So the player is going to play and lug his bag. Now, who is
that? That would be some kind of look on television.
It would be some kind of, you know,
especially,
physical.
Especially, by the way, if it's the tour bag and not like a Sunday bag.
Yes.
You know, they've got to carry those big bags. Those golfers, man, they're not going to be happy about that, I promise you.
No, who's in the best physical condition and can go 72 holes would be the bigger question, you know, and who's... Yeah, there's a lot to be worked out. I'm so glad you brought all of that up because we know about it in our own recreational world. We really hadn't, you know, translated it into possibly actually affecting the professional level. It's so much fun. Steve Sands, lead interviewer for NBC Sports and Golf Channel. Thank you for being on the show. Pleasure meeting you.
My pleasure, Danielle. Anytime.
Aloha. Want to thank the people who make this show possible. Oahu Extraction, when it floods, water or worse, you know, sewer pipes, or maybe the water trickles in and you don't even know it's there and it's growing mold inside the walls. You know something's wrong. So you call Oahu Extraction. Yep, you call them because they can take their hydrometer and see what's inside the walls. That's right. So if that heavy rain comes in, you may need them. If there's a flood, the water pipes burst, you may need them. But you may need them, and you really need to give them a call, because that's not a healthy environment to live in. 24/7, you can get in touch with Oahu Extraction, 330-6212. Aloha Power Equipment has what you need at their Waipahu and Sand Island stores. Get the Honda EU2200 generator for $999 and get an extended warranty for just $99. That's way off the regular price. What a deal. The best deal on the Honda EU2200, plus everything you need to weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it. That's Aloha Power Equipment and your Honda Superstore. Bayview Golf Course in beautiful Kaneohe, Hawaii's best value in golf, double-deck driving range, top tracer at each station, no extra charge, of course, and it's open with COVID-19 precautions in place, like all of the golf courses, including fewer tee times for social distancing, deeper cart cleaning, and with all of the COVID-19 precautions in place that as directed by the PGA of America. So you just can trust it. Of course, you need to play your part, because they can only go so far, and you have to follow the rules that are now in place. All right, that's it for us. Thank you for your mana. May you hit the sweet spot every time. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2020.